I'm just calling because I was supposed to be interviewed.
Log Talk Radio.
Yeah. We gonna stay trippy for life, man. Yeah. I'm about to take your girl. Bounce. Check it.
Bounce it. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, twenty. Work your way up to them big face, honey, just bounce. Grabbing ass with both hands, she in love with the dope man. She wanna be my main chick, I was thinking different. Clap that ass, light up blonde, baby, let's get ignorant. She strip with a G-ray, cash like lick. She got double D's, that ain't shit free. Came with my goons, but I'm leaving with a deal. With an ass like Serena and a face like a Leo. Red bone and some red bottle, she finished college, she a head doctor. Bouncing ass while I'm getting high, as propellers on a helicopter. Let's do it again, me, you, and your friend. We don't even need a room, give me head off in my Benz.
In my Benz,
where my double cup. Time to pour it up. Got a bitch so bad you can't afford to fuck.
Bounce. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, twenty. Work your way up. You know what? The bands that make her, you know what? And I can make a girl break fast. My pants be on that too much lunch. And I'm by whatever, baby. Take a photo, I'm looking good. And he's breathing low beneath you. Understand you're misunderstood. Premium level goods, we pay whatever for it. Over these pussy niggas, only under influence. So a buck up in a back out like that. Roll a pack out, take a light hit, might nap. Got a thick bitch with a shook stick, I'm smacking a bucket. Probably nothing but that. Ball head, scallywag.
Real niggas salute.
Catch me at that Memphis game.
Stay by Rudy.
I'm Marcus Starr, La Shelby, though. That's plenty, though. That's Juice J. For Lauren, got it. And get me, though.
Bounce. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, twenty. Work your way up.
And paid up like Diddy. Toss up the cash and she show me her kitty. Got some white girl and a white girl. Doing my tongue a lot off of her titty. Ain't tryna fuck, I just find a replacement. Feeling so global, I think I need Asian. Ratchet on deck and they know I'm gon' stunt. I'm tryna get hit while smoking a blunt. Take her to my hotel, beat the pussy up. I don't know her name, but I wanna fuck. Along came Molly, then came Doobie, then Codeine in a styrofoam cup. See me in the club as pop, they poppin'. Do it real good, might take you shopping. All these rats can't fit in my pocket. Keep that stack, 100K in the stocking. Then it's back to my room, she come out of dress. Slob on my knob, think you know the rest. I don't buy these bras, Nikes, but I keep these girls in check. Working for that money, bitch, you gon' have to break a sweat.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Hey, how you doing, Shelly Hernandez? How you doing, baby? You doing all right?
Blessed by the best, most high God. And you?
I hear you. What's up, guys? How you doing, Virginia? How you doing, girlfriend?
Hey. I'm doing great, yourself?
Hey. I'm doing great. Thank you, guys. Man, I thought we were going to have a a crazy show tonight, man. My phone was blowing up over and over again. I couldn't get people to stop calling. You already know what the deal was, Virginia. You were on the phone with me when I had my
Really? It was busy when I tried to call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, what's up, Billy Blanco? What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Yo, it's your boy, Flyboys Blanco. We here working hard. Glad to be here with you, Black Caesar. Talk to me. How we looking?
Thanks a lot, Flyboy. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, too, brother. Oh, man, I didn't know what was going on, man. I couldn't find any numbers on nobody. Man, the show was a disaster, but guess what? God always works it out in the end. So you guys are on the phone lines now. It's good to have you guys. And we got Stacy Darlene's going to be coming in later about 8 o'clock to tune in with us. I don't know what that was.
I don't either. That somebody, it sounded crazy.
Was that somebody on the phone trying to be funny? Because let's keep all the noise down. Everybody keep the noise down, the background noise. We got to keep that down because this show, these shows are recorded. That means they can go back and listen to this show later on in their own time. Archives are full of shows that the DJ Black Caesar friends put down, so you guys can check it out anytime you get ready. But everybody is not here today, man. Crazy, crazy,
it's all right.
Crazy.
We'll make the best of it. We're
right?
Make the best
of it. Oh, yeah. You already know it. You already know, Shelly. And I thank you, Shelly, because you are really out there. Hey, Shelly, since you want to talk so much.
You mean I'm really out there? Let's let
Shelly introduce herself and tell everybody who she is right quick. And then I'll have the Virginia come on and then my man Blanco come on. So, guys, this is your time to shine right now. You're on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. Let's hear it, Shelly. What's up?
Thank you. I'm Shelly Hernandez. I be repping for my radio station, Demo Spin Radio, the station where everyone deserves to be heard. And we support all independent artists. We do promotion for free. We air your music for free. Our radio station believes that the artists shouldn't have to pay to play. And we support all that in every measure that we possibly can, you know. And we offer our listeners a listener-based response to where they will rate your music track by track and give you feedback as to whether or not your music is, you know, good enough, you know, because sometimes I may not think your stuff's good, but other people might, you know. So I encourage you to check me out, www.demospinradio.com. And if you want to listen to us, we are a part of Live 365, and we're under Demo Spin Radio, or DSR. So I hope to have some of you guys submit on our radio station. You can find out how by going on and clicking under the submissions button. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Thanks a lot, Shelly. That's pretty good information right there, Shelly. I appreciate it. Thank you. Billy, Flyboy, what were you saying, man? I'm sorry.
Nah, just I was just saying, you know, thank you to Shelly for putting her business out there for a lot of young artists like myself that love to network and stay busy and stay consistent, you know, that helps us a lot, man. Also to you, Black Caesar, you know, big shout-out because you give us that airtime and the air spin that we need so artists like myself could be able to grow in the industry.
I appreciate that, Flatboy. Is Virginia there? What's up, Virginia? What's going on, man?
Hi. Hey, guys. It's Nicole Virginia on the line. I'm actually from Chicago. I'm out here based in Orlando. And right now I just want to give a shout-out to Victor Isaacs, who's definitely my management right now, who I'm actually getting this interview. This is my first interview, and I'm like, a little overwhelmed, very happy about it. Basically, I do R&B, pop, and I do a little bit of hip-hop, too. I wouldn't put myself in one specific genre, but I've been compared to Fantasia and Chrisette Michelle. For the most part, on the music side. Yeah, I actually do music publicity on the side. That's just my pretty much my 9-to-5. And I work with social media campaigns and actually, you know, putting those things together, again, like Shelly said, for the artists that don't have those things. So I'm kind of putting myself, you know, in a position of a businesswoman and executive at the same time. But artistry is definitely my passion.
Stay strong,
so
girl.
Just a little bit about
me. Stay with God and you will be strong.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
That is great. I'm really happy to have all you guys on the line tonight. Sounds like everybody has their stuff together. Sounds like you guys are ready to go. And I'm going to let you guys know how this show works right here. When I ask you for world premiere, basically going to come forth front and center. You're going to be like, hey, you're on the DJ Black Season Friends show. My name is such and such. Check my new hit out right here. We're going to introduce the song. Do a play that song. We'll come back and do feedback from some of the members on the phone right now, like Shelly and my man Blanco and Virginia. So you guys just stay tuned. Just stay tuned for the rest of the show. We've got a lot of callers in the queue right now. Everybody has their hands up.
Wow.
Everybody has a question for you guys. I got people with questions right now. We haven't even started the show yet. But anyway, we'll see what they got going on right quick. Let me take this call right quick. I think this is somebody I might know. Let me see. 331, that you, Harold?
Yo.
Not
Harold.
Yo, who's that?
It's Blake, man. What's
Harold.
Going on, Eagle?
Who's it now?
It's Blake, man. So, Blake, man.
Blake man in the building.
What's going on? We got Blake man calling in. We got a superstar calling in. What's up with you, Blake?
What's going on, brothers? What's going on with you?
Hey, man, nothing but the rent. You know it's due, so pay me, man. You know what it is.
All the time.
You got to get in like a fit-in, man. I got some wonderful artists on with me tonight, man. I got some wonderful artists on with me tonight. Got Shelly Hernandez here. I have Nicole Virginia here. And my man Blanco, man. We're going to Flatboy. We got the Flatboy here. We're going to see what they got to talk about a little bit. So, yeah, we're going to chat with them, listen to their music, man. What's up with you, brother? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good, man. You know what I'm saying? Just steady grinding and shit, man. Making these hit records. Going to drop this mixtape and the album, man. Got a lot of shit going on, working on, man. I just called in to show a little bit of love and check the show out, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know
I appreciate it, man. It's always good to have a celebrity calling in, brother. And you are a celebrity. So you've been on the show a couple times. Actually, he's been on the show several times. This brother, he just makes his own interviews. This dude calls in all the time. This guy right here, he has it going on. He's out of Chicago, too, guys. Just let you know.
Yeah.
This guy's out of Chicago.
Okay.
All the time.
Did I ask a question to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go right ahead.
This Shelly Hernandez. Can I ask a question to
yes, you
on the phone that just came on? What's your name again? I didn't hear you real well. Blake?
I go by the name of Blake, man.
Blake,
formerly known as Point Blake.
What would you tell artists how you got to where you are?
I mean, all I can say, man, is never give up. You know what I'm saying? It's so many hurdles out there and so many people throwing monkey wrenches in the game. You know what I'm talking about? Just, hey, duck and dodge all that bullshit. Stay away from the Steve Urkel type. You know what I'm saying? Just keep your mind on what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? All you got is a word, that booth, and your family. And your fans, you know, just keep grinding, Joe, never stop, never give up, because I'm still going, I'm still learning.
Just right.
Keep your heads up, stay on your five P's and Q's, and make it happen. That's all you got to do.
That's what's up.
That's coming
Blake,
from
man, me. Man, we really appreciate you calling in, too, man. Shelly, that was a good question, but this is our show. We gotta get on with you and Virginia Flatboy. Blake man's been on the show several times before. The people out there, they already know my man. If you don't know him, go check him. Hey, Blake man, where can they find you at? Where can they go check your social networks out at?
Hey, really man, y'all can check me out on Facebook, Blake man. Y'all can check me out on. I just updated my SoundCloud page. It's Blake man G. You know, or you go on Reverb and type in Blake man 74. Instagram, Twitter, Blake man 74. So just look up Blake man, you'll find me. But if y'all want to hear my newest music, go on SoundCloud and type in Blank Man, two N's on man, and a G, Blank Man G, and I'll pop up.
Okay.
Thank you, Blank Man. We appreciate it, brother. We appreciate you, man. Hey, brother, I'm going to put you back on the spot, Blank Man. You just sit there for a little bit and check out these artists, man.
We're going to go in, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you, man. You're one hell of an artist, man. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man. That's what's up. I appreciate it. Okay, guys, we're gonna play a song by my people, the Coke Boys. You know, I'm the new and improved Coke Boys South DJ. So let's play a song by the Coke Boys, Boo City, Frenchie Montana. You guys name it. I'm working for them right now, and it's gonna be one hell of a year. So let's check out a song by the Coke Boys.
Shout out to my guy, Boo City.
Big face, 100, and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thuggin'.
What?
They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl. Tropic girl. Tropic girl. You with the squad, you got a lot of girl.
Can he be that new guy? Violate, I shoot mine. Train to go on and roll. Uncle Luke, we too high. Get right, I'm able. Cash money, I'm banging. To the bone. Our Bronx niggas ain't playing. Coke boys, we grinding. To the top boy, we climbing. Goon styles, they faking. Fool niggas for a training. Turned up on the fuck boy. They leaking on that payment.
Pulled up, hopped out my wrist, I dug it and I'm thugging it. Richer than your husband, ex and brother them. I'm with the Grove and them. In the crank, yeah, pay 23,000 for these L rings. 15,000 big ol' ring, all I know is flex. Bodybuilder swag, I got muscle, motherfucker. Came a long way from jugging weed and serving smokers. Life will be the loca, all I know is flash. Fucker. Money, 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 I might feed me some more money. I feel like John Belushi, I might break me up so bunny. Big face, honey, and old 20. All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20s. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl, she with the squad, she got options, girl.
Catch me VIP with Dirk, game on Monday, they scrap with the loop game. Justice Gates, aka Nike, make it swish, yeah. I ain't homeless, but I'm picking downs up everywhere. Girls, shoes and chains, shining like a shooting star. 803, Mark City, Mark Star. Fuck them parking lot, we having shootouts at the bar. Brick squad, JCE, ballin' MVP. So much haters on my dick, I thought they all was shit. Cash money with these racks, I'll take your lady. Been a hot boy, Grummy, Wheezy, Juvy, Dirt, baby, Gang, Bop.
On 3 days, still fresher than you. Start rapping and robbing what I'm destined to do. All that loud talking, better have your weapon with you. Niggas ain't jumping shit, I will bless in the crew. Be like, why not Rick's on? Why not Jack's on? Send me automatic 9, why not text on? See me in your hood, boy, you better respect on. Send them firefighters to your block, wet on. Robbing him or robbing, fuck a conversation. Fucking nigga bitch, that my occupation. Think I'm Puerto Rican, hair napping like a Haitian. Keeping all the money, them bitches I'm replacing. This is how I do. This how a nigga shine. February shirt off like a summertime.
Big face, honey, and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20s. They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. You with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl.
That's what's up.
Well, that was
man.
All right.
Ooh, man.
That was nice. I love that.
Yeah, I know, man. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot right there. That was Blue City and Waka Flocka putting it down on the radio. Coke Boy South DJ, DJ Black Caesar, making it happen.
Shout out to
hey,
my homie
guys,
Blue
check
City.
It out. Do what now?
Shout out to my homie Blue City.
That's what's who was that?
Boo City on the track, Boo City.
No, who is that talking? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's it's me, Blanco, Flyboy.
What's okay, Blanco, I got you, brother. Okay, guys, check it out. This is how the show's gonna work right now. We're about to mute some phones. I'm getting a lot of feedback, a lot of people talking out of character. You guys are all right, the guests on the show. You guys can say whatever you want to say. But let's be courteous because we got a lot of people on the phone lines and people want to ask you guys questions right now. I don't know who the question's for, but we're going to see in a minute, all right? Now, let me talk to my girl, Shelly Hernandez. Shelly Hernandez, you're going to be the first one up because you got to get out of here.
All right.
So I know what you guys do already, so it's all good, baby. We're going to talk to you a little bit, get to know you a little bit. My fans, my friends, everybody's going to get to know you. My family members are listening, the rest of the world are listening, the countries we got tuned in. We got several different countries tuned in. We're all over the world right now with this. This is a crazy show right here. Usually Harold and Whitley and Miss Ma'am on the show, but it sounds like they're not coming to the show anymore. Harold has got a nightclub, so he's doing that thing right there. But he's supposed to call in today, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, hopefully he'll call in.
He loved me so much, I hope he does.
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's talk to Shelly Hernandez. What's going on, baby? Who are you and what do you got going on? Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, like I said, I have a radio station, and I built that radio station based on the principle that I didn't like seeing people pay to play, because I felt like it was grooming our artists into doing almost anything just to, get heard. And I don't mean like, paying to promote yourself. No, I'm talking about paying money to play the music on radio stations and things like that,
Right.
And although it could be beneficial to some people, I just didn't feel that. I think that people should be getting paid for their music. And see, the sad, sorry part about that is that a lot of people don't do the things right, and they can't get paid. And that is when they register their things on ASCAP or BMI, they could actually keep getting residual income, and they don't realize this. And so they go through and they put their music out there, and they don't realize what they're doing to themselves. And I hope to shape these people and to going into the right path and showing them the right path. But, a lot of people, they think they don't have the money or whatever, but they're willing to pay to get on the radio station, put their music unsecured on a radio station. So I just don't understand how people do that. But my whole thing is to keep independent artists independent and build an organization that would benefit all the artists and do away with all the different contractual things that we find ourselves involved in when we're in the industry, instead of being, torn between record labels or distribution contracts and all that. You could just go to one place. That's what I want to build eventually. It started because I used to perform, I used to sing, I used to dance, I used to get paid to do that. I didn't have to go out there and pay to be heard. People wanted to hear me, and so I didn't understand how other people could, fall into this. So I built the radio station for that. And we've had been established since 2005. It's a 24-hour internet broadcasting station that's heard all around the world. And, we get hits from different countries, and they vote on your music. They give you a range from 1 to 5 stars, and it's a really good platform for advertising if people, wanted to sell their stuff or whatever. It just takes a lot of work, and I'm just the only person out there doing it, and I do a lot, but it's just never enough,
Yeah, right, Shelly. You sound like a patriot, man. You sounds like somebody you really could help out. I know you do a lot. I see you on Facebook, on Twitter, working your magic, and I just want to salute you because you are the truth, man. You got a lot going on. You're getting ready to take a trip. Where are you getting ready to take a trip to, Shelly?
Oh, I'm going to go to, I don't know. I got a lot of things, different things planned, but I'm going to go to Las Vegas to visit my niece, and that's this month. And or in April after my birthday, and we do the spread love thing, On my birthday, people, Just let me really quickly. On my birthday, I just want one thing. I believe that if we all get together and we make a ripple effect in the world, all at the same time, and we spread love, we can offset some evil. And on my birthday, I'm going to be passing out food to the homeless, And if you guys are in California, I would love for you guys to come out and join me. But if you're not in California, you could just do your own little campaign and go out and feed the homeless, And that just changes so many lives. I used to be homeless at one time in my life, and I can honestly say, when people feed you, even though you think they're being ungrateful, it does touch their life, and it does change them, and it does humble them. And I just want everybody on April 5th on my birthday to try and do something good, try to feed somebody that's hungry, try to spread love so we can all at one in one accord. We're doing this around the world in different countries and different states. We're all doing it in one accord, and everybody, little bit of love is a lot of energy. So I encourage everybody on April 5th to just try to do something and spread love, okay? And
that's
where were we?
Up,
I just had to.
Shelly, that's what's up, man. You said spread love. I hear you, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Also, some of the people I deal with, I'm going to say, hey, when is that date again? You said that's, what date was that again?
April 5th. That's my birthday.
April 5th. Okay. Okay, April, I'm writing that down right now so I'll remember. April 5th, Shelly Hernandez birthday.
And I'm going to be broadcasting it live on the radio station. I decided we were going to have a barbecue in the local park and invite all the homeless where we know they are. I don't, but my family members do. So we're going to go out and give them a nice barbecue. And I'm going to broadcast it live. So hopefully everybody tunes in.
That is really great, Shelly. You are one you're one hell of a humanitarian to give back to the community that has given you so much, because I know that you've been through a lot in your radio station. I know you go through a lot with that, because I go through the same thing over here, the DJ Black's friend show. Then I got two radio stations. I go through a lot of stuff, man. It's like crazy. But the thing is, I do like to work with the artists, and I do like to help out the artists. I do like to put them in situations they've never been in before. I do like to put them with some of the major artists to get some collabos on the love thing, because I'm all about the love also. But the thing is, let's try to help somebody April 5th, guys. If you're listening to the words coming out of my mouth, let's help somebody on the 5th of April. You should have somebody every day. But let's help the needy and the homeless people on April 5th, Shelly Hernandez's birthday. Let's please put our hands together and pick out some packages, some canned foods or something, bust open something. Buy a hot dog, buy a cheeseburger from McDonald's. Do whatever you got to do. If you got to spend money, spend a little. Just take $20 and put it aside and say, hey, I'm going to put this on Shelly Hernandez's birthday, and I'm going to do
what
she said.
That's
all I
want.
That's all I want,
guys.
That's cool.
Thank
man.
You.
Cool. I know my boy Belafonte. I know he likes to do spread love also.
That's his whole thing, you know, for mankind,
right.
For MK. Yeah, that's and
right.
That's who's got me. You know, he's the one who came to me, and when I seen it was on my birthday, and he explained his vision to me about that the world has been overwhelmed with the evil in the world, you know, and nobody has been offsetting it, because nobody wants everybody's so selfish in the world, and they only care about themselves, and they're just letting this energy just always be evil. And he believes, just as I believe, that if we all in one accord, just like when the Holy Spirit came and took over the people, you know, they were in one accord, and he's got people in different countries, you know, willing to do the same thing on the same day, and if we can do that, it'll be like a ripple effect all throughout and if everybody participates and just does one little good, kind act of love out of their heart, you know, at the same time, can you imagine that we can offset some of this evil that we've got going on? I know it's a long shot, but gosh, we do all kinds of other crazy stuff, don't we? I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right, man. I mean, hey, you're saying it, but hey, you're absolutely right. We do a lot of crazy things out here. So, hey, guys, just sit aside April 5th. And let's help out with spread the love, all right? Now, Shelly, how long have you been in business? How long have you been doing a radio station? Tell us about that.
Started it in 2005. I used to help. I built a record label at one time, and that's how my day ones come into play with me, AJ Calhoun. He's my day ones, chosen few in the 8th Street Band. Power Movement Entertainment, they've been with me. They gave me so much music that they put us over the top to be 24-hour broadcasting right away. It took us, I mean, to build it, it took us almost a year, but to get it on and 24 hours, it was less than a month, and that was awesome. The feedback that the artists gave to us. You know how long it usually takes to get up there? It takes a couple of months. It takes anywhere from 5 to 4 months, according to the guy. He was very surprised that we got it that fast. It was like less than a month, and it was because of the chosen few. AJ, he had so much music in his archives. You know, that guy goes way back, you know, all the way from the East Coast. He came to the West Coast with his chosen few. It was really awesome. But anyways, like I said, we've been in it since 2005. I took a step back for about 5 years because I was going through it. I mean, I honestly, I paid for the radio station for artists.
independent artist, because I believe in you. I believe in you. I pay out of my pocket. I've been homeless paying out of my pocket still, you know, and I have a shareholder that now helps me do this for France. Dang, you're rude. I'm sorry. Let me go out here. She's like, that was rude. I'm sorry. But believe in the artist. I believe in the artist because, you know, I wish somebody would have given me that the moment to shine, you know? Like, I went out and found everything, you know, that I needed in life. But at the same time, I wish that there was someone like me. And all I ever want to do is just help artists stay independent, you know, keep them informed, you know, and support them. Because they are right. The historians of our time. And if we don't nurture the historians of our time, then we will have a messed up history to tell our future. And
right.
I am in a privileged position that God's put me in to be able to touch
right.
certain people. You know, there was this
right.
young man, he said, we plant seeds in the stars and we watch them bloom. And that's what I do. I plant seeds in the future stars. The ones that are going to shape the world with their voice. And that's why I've been doing it so long. I always kept it going. Even when I was homeless, people would look at me and say, you're homeless and you have your own radio station. Yeah, because I built it from the ground up to be independent of me. That's something that I did. I was blessed to keep it and maintain it. It started with my family members, my grandmother, who I didn't even know she knew who Cypress Hill was until she gave me $45 and sent me to the smokeout tour when it came out. And, you know, just, yeah, you know, she was the bomb bizzle, my grandma. Dude, I love my grandma. She used to support the radio station and pay for artists to play their music on our radio station without complaining. My aunt, my uncle, my Aunt Judy, my Uncle Ronnie, my sister Leah, my sister Francine, they all invested. They all sold their shares, and my grandma died, and she didn't give up her shares. She always paid faithfully. And my mom, she was on it. God rest her soul. She was on it. She used to support it, too, with her little show she had. You know, like, it started out with my family, you know. My family put it together, and I keep it together. And it is hard. It's hard because we got egos that are bigger than the room that they stand in, and they all think that everybody should kiss their butt. Well, you know, I should be feeling like that, you know. But God put
right.
me in a humble position, you know. I've been
right.
doing this for a long time. And I respect the position I'm in, you know, but at the same time, I'm getting tired because I feel like I'm not getting any support back. I'm not saying from you, brother, but I'm saying from a lot of people that I support. I don't get it back,
right.
you know, and that hurts because I come out of pocket all the time and no one ever feeds back, you know, and it hurts because
well,
I put
hey,
in
you know
so
what?
Much.
Shelly, you know what?
Yeah.
I think I'm your biggest fan out there. I usually leave a comment or a like on everything you post, so I'm probably your biggest fan. It helps you out, so please don't say that.
No, it's not you, brother. Not at all. I never feel that from you or your team. And I'm going to be so mad at Harold the Hippie if he doesn't call in. But, yeah, I'll be mad at him because he loves me so much.
Harold the Hippie, he's running an organization now. He has his own nightclub now. So he's probably
Is his turtle dead? Did his turtle die?
No, man. No, his turtle's not dead. I think he's taking the turtle. I seen the turtle in the window today. So he was saying something about his turtle in the window, and it was a cute little picture up there with his turtle. But anyway, I see my man Belafonte. Let's get him on the phone right quick. Yeah, he's on the phone line. 786 Belafonte. What's going on?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, brother.
Spread
How are
love,
you?
What's
love.
Going on, Chef? DJ Black Season Fresh Show. You know, I love to call in almost
yes,
every week, and I love to listen to your show. I want to give a big shout-out to Stacey.
Dude.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You
thank
for
you for calling
in tonight.
Well, yeah, I'm calling in because I hear Shelly on the radio.
This guy calls into the show, like, every week, man. It's crazy. Because he's,
God.
Like, one of our biggest supporters right now, man. Spread the love.
He is spreading love with DJ Black Caesar, with all DJ Black Caesar staff members, and this guy is something else, man. Hey, Pella, can you tell us a little bit about spreading the peace and the love of April the 5th, because that's Shelly's birthday, and her only, only thing she asked us is to spread love and give something back to a homeless person. What's up with that?
Right, exactly. And that's the crazy part. When we came up with the idea, we had no idea it was Shelly's birthday. So Shelly, there you be
right.
Giving back to you, and we don't even realize it. Because that's what you
yes.
do. So that's what you get. You understand? And before I go on to that, DJ Black Steve, let me just say one thing about Shelly Hernandez real quick.
Okay.
There's a lot of people out there that do things for people, and 98.9% of them want something back. 98.9%
right.
of them, they want more than what they gave back. And I understand where Shelly's coming from because she gives. You understand what I'm saying? When I say give, I mean a
right.
capital G, capital I, capital V, capital E, capital S. She gives unconditionally.
Right.
I wouldn't even meet you guys if it wasn't for her. And,
right.
and when she introduced me to you guys, I barely knew her from Adams. Spoke to her like a few times.
Wow.
And next thing I know, DC
wow.
called. And next thing you know, I'm on DJ Black Season radio show. Next thing I know, you guys are putting me in the magazine. You understand what I'm saying? So that's given. You know,
right.
And I love that young lady, and I have all respect for her. And anything she needs, she knows I'm a phone call away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, she's one of those rare breeds of people, industry or whatever you want to call it, that just have a good heart and want good for everybody. So she jumps behind what is good. You know what I mean? And she
right.
put everything
right.
behind it. And we give thanks. We give thanks to the Most High for people like Shelly.
Right.
Now,
wow.
April 5th, what we're doing is called Feed the Homeless Flash Mob. And what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to get as much people around the entire world to feed people that's less fortunate in their area. We started it, and you wouldn't believe the response. We have people in China. We have people in London. We got people in Canada. We got people in Mexico. We got people in France. We got people in L.A. We got people in Georgia, New York, New Jersey, Florida, in Mississippi, and Alabama. That's Valley, San Diego, all over the place. That's actually going out on April 5th, whatever time they are. They're going to go out and they're going to feed the homeless, even if it's just one or two people. Some in New York, we actually have, like, multiple organizations. We got the National Honor Society, which is a society of kids that when kids get good grades, right, they take these good grade kids out and go do good. So that day what they're going to do is take every kid that get an A-plus and Bs and stuff like that, they're going to take them out and they're going to take them and go feed the homeless. Where do you hear that?
Oh, wow. That's great.
Thank God.
That's
right.
great.
And we're going to have everybody take pictures, everybody record it, because we want the world to see. We want the world
right.
to see good happening. And not only
right.
do we do want to feed the homeless, but we also want the person that's given to understand what it feels like to give. You know what I mean? And so it's not only
right.
just for the person receiving, but also for the giver. And simultaneously, we want to set up a frequency of love, a frequency of giving that's happening at the same time towards in the whole world, you know? And hopefully next time we do it again, it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And this will show that you don't need to be a part of any organization. You don't have to be all in the same place at one time.
It's going
to
be an atom
good
bomb.
At the same time.
It's going to be a spiritual atom bomb.
Right.
All over
wow.
the place.
Wow.
So that's the main thing that we're trying to accomplish. And it don't stop there, because we're going to do this every 3 months. Every 3 months we're going to do something, whether it be feeding the homeless, whether we're going to run out there and do some random act of kindness. I'm talking about like run up into where they pay their light bills. You know what? Who's next in line? You? We're paying that for you. Boom. Okay,
oh,
goodbye.
Great God, really? Oh, wow, that's going to be cool. We got to talk about that later.
Wow.
We're also going to go in where there's parolees and probations, and whoever can't pay their probation bill that week, guess what? Here you go. Goodbye. Go home.
Wow. That is great.
Oh, praise God. That's so awesome. Have you talked to Timothy McClure about that idea?
Not as yet, but he's definitely.
Oh, you got to tell him.
Yeah, he's definitely in the thought.
That's,
we're taking it step by step.
That's pretty. Hey, Bottles, that's a pretty good idea right there, man. I got somebody else on the phone lines that might want to say something about this. Because let me introduce him. Greg, 64, where you at, Greg?
Hey, what's going on, Black Caesar? What's going on, man?
Hey, Greg, how you doing, my man? I know you listen to this show, man. I hear
all great things about this show, man. Nothing but positive movement. That's what I love.
Shelly's birthday is April 5th, and what she wants to do for her birthday is they're gonna give out food to food people to the needy on the streets. They're gonna be feeding them, and these guys are really, really doing it pretty large, man. They got other countries involved with this stuff, man, and it's just great to hear them spreading the love, man. And you know what? I think what we need to do is hold on for a second. I got something special we need to do right quick. Let me do this right quick, Greg, and then you come back and you can say something. I'm gonna play my man's. I'm gonna play Bottle's song right quick.
Show love. Yeah, love over hate, rule over fate, goes with fate. I know you relate. Born in Jamaica, raised in the States. Forward movement, raised in the States. They say the same, but they're raising the race against the machine. I'm ready to race. We are humans, no matter your race, no matter your culture, the color of your face. Bread and circuses and pay you with cake. But you ain't got a taste for wherever your plate. Program is trace, so program your ways. Program the
brother. Hey, my man Bottles. Hey, are you Bottles? Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm there.
Hey, check it out, brother. That song that we just played, Show Love, has it been mastered?
No, I haven't been fully mastered yet. Go ahead.
If you get that song mastered, I would like to submit that to the ABC Network channel and
I always forget I'm on radio.
Hey, Bottle, send me a bio, that track right there, master, and send me a picture of you, and we'll get you on an NBC show. What's up?
I got you. Thank you so much, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the love. And as soon as I match you, let me know so I can top 10 copies myself, please. Please.
Hey, brother. Hey, that's my man on the phone playing Blank, better known as Blank Man. That's a major artist right there. He's showing you love, brother. I mean, the song is great. It's a hit song right now, and there's no meaning that you can't have that song being a number one hit across the country right now, man. So what we need to do, we need to work on that. You need to get that master, and you need to send it back to me, and let me submit it to my man and see if I can get that. That probably could be the number one song on the show. Just to let you know, we probably could use that for the theme song for the show.
I'm going to be on it ASAP.
Yeah.
You know, let me just say one thing.
Right. Get on it ASAP, bro. I got on my radio station now, and I'm like, damn, I wish it was mastered. If it was mastered,
right.
It would sound a lot better, but, you know, the pitch is kind of distorted, and it goes up and down.
Right, I got you, yeah.
So get that master and send it back to me, my brother, and we'll see what we can do about getting you on that television show. It's going to be filmed Georgia. It's going to be a film in Atlanta, Georgia. It's Ted Turner's studio. We're going to do it at Steve Harvey's studio, but Ted Turner came to play, and he said, hey, I want that done. I want this thing to be shot in my studio. So with that being said, I'm one of the eight.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm going.
Appreciate it, DJ Black Seas.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool, man. We're going to get you on that show, man.
All right. Let me just say this real quick. You know, I mean, that song, you know, Show Love, is basically what Form K we all about. It's basically for mankind spread love. You know what I mean? And what we figure is that God is love. So what we're going to do is spread music and spread love, because once we figure we apply our energy towards love, we kill evil, because we don't have no time to be given to evil because we're focusing on love. You know what I mean? And once you love yourself, you're able to love others, and then you're able to do unto others as you want done unto you. And evil cannot break that because you're too focused in on loving. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Brother, I like the way you think, man. Shelly, give everybody your social network. So before you get out of here, give everybody your social network so they can find you at.
I'm mostly on Facebook, Shelly Hernandez. You can find me there. You could, if you're interested in getting submission on the radio station, please log on to www.demospinradio. That's demo like a demo disc CD, you know, and spin like spin your music, and radio. So it's demospinradio, allowcase.com, and you can click on the submissions button and find out. I will, however, let you know that we do require you to sign a waiver, but it is only for exclusive rights for us to be able to promo your stuff and without all kinds of drama to follow. I appreciate you letting me be on the show, and to all you independent artists out there, I just encourage you to have a good message. Our future is decaying, and it's because of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelly. I appreciate that, man. That's what's up.
Yes, indeed.
We had a lovely time with you and Bottles tonight. You guys are on top of it every time I talk to you guys. And Blank Man, thanks a lot too, brother, but you're going to be still here.
Let me say one more thing.
Yeah, what's up?
Greg, thank you for holding up for it, Greg. I want to say everybody out there, listen, every independent artist, you need to get with DJ Black C's radio show. You need to get with DJ
Black
C's.
He's trying to say it.
You need to get with
DJ
Darling. You need to get with DC Music. I promise you, you're moving in the right direction. I can verify. Get with DJ Black C's.
Cocaine can verify.
I appreciate you guys. Hey, don't go anywhere, Bottles. Hold on for 1 second. I think okay. Greg might have something to say. Greg, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Greg, what's up, man? These guys are on top of it. They're just wonderful artists, man. Wonderful people to deal with. And Greg is part of my staff. He's a graphic designer. He's a beat maker. This guy is absolutely incredible. And I want him to give you some beats, let you check out some of his beats, Bottles, because I know you will like some of them. So when you get a chance,
sure.
Greg, you get with Bottles, I'll send you his link so you know who he is. Let me hear some of your beats. You go to SoundCloud, check out Greg's beats, 64 beats all day long, Reverb Nation, 64 beats. Greg,
please send me the link.
That's a hell of a fine dude.
And I want to say something too, Caesar, man. Hey, Bottles, that song Show Love. That song Show Love, man, I love it, man. It definitely inspires a lot of people, and I feel like it can go far as like the it can actually go behind that flash mob thing that you guys, you know, trying
right,
to
right.
put together too. So
yeah.
I mean the song is phenomenal,
that.
Man.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Right.
Thank you,
right.
Caesar, for answering
my definitely gotta get up, Greg, for sure.
Cool.
Okay. Hey, Greg, and also I got Blank Man on the phone, and this guy's one hell of an artist also, and I will send you his link so you guys can link up and let him check out some of your beats also. This guy's fantastic.
Okay.
He's actually one of the people that was a major back in the days, but he's back now. He's going to lay it down real heavy, so I want to just salute him, and I want you guys to hook up.
Okay, what's going on, Blank Man?
Blank Man, you still there? I see him looking, but I'm not getting anything. Hey, Greg, hold on 1 second. Let me get Shelly Hernandez. Let me dismiss her. Shelly, thanks a lot for coming back tonight. We appreciate you. We appreciate Bottles for stopping through also. But Bottles going to hang out with us a little longer. This guy comes to the show.
I was about to say, I'll definitely talk to y'all next week because you know me.
Okay, I already know you, brother. That's why I'm giving you so much love, man. I'm showing love.
Hey, I'm here, though. I'm not going away. I'm here.
Hey, Caesar.
Brother, I'm showing love, man.
Well,
okay,
you know what, Caesar? Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I'm sorry I have to cut it so short. I just got to travel, but I appreciate you fulfilling my prayers right now. You just made my day, and I appreciate you, and this is why I give. Okay? I love you guys, all of you. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'll talk to you later, Bottles.
Virginia.
Hi. I'm here. I'm on the line.
Hey, man. You know, these guys are showing a lot of love right here. I hope you don't break the cycle and not show love, man. You got to show some love.
Right.
Hey, we're in the house with my girl, Nicole Virginia, right now. We're going to let her show some love. She's going to show her love. She's going to introduce herself and tell the rest of you guys who she is. What's up, Virginia?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, DJ Black Caesar, I want to thank you for what you do for independent artists and for having me on the show. I'm going to give a shout-out to Victor Isaac, my management, for actually setting this up for me. Just a little bit about me. I'm actually from Chicago, actually in Orlando right now. I came down here to go to Full Sail University to get my master's in entertainment business because I pretty much had a passion, you know, for business, but more so, you know, on the music side, I wanted to learn, you know, what I needed to know to push myself as an artist and to actually help other artists down the line. Most recently, I have an EP that I'm working on. I just released one of my singles, Naive. It's actually a mainstream song, and DJ Shaw T did the beat or whatever, so I want to give him his credit for that. And it's actually one of the singles that's coming up off of my self-titled EP, Nicole Virginia, which is going to be dropping, I would say, like early May. Yeah, you can actually find that on SoundCloud. You can find me on SoundCloud, Nicole Virginia. That's where I'm located. I'm there. And just a little bit about myself, man. I really love music, more so on the end of songwriting. That is my niche, you know. I've always wanted to write for other artists as well. Sometimes you got to play the waiting game. You know, it's cool, it's okay. But when you're given the gift to put it out yourself, you know, it's about that time. So I've been kind of geared and pushed into that direction.
And a little bit of more background about me in terms of public relations and music publicity. That's definitely what I love to do. I've worked with a few majors, Cash Out, who's with Bases Loaded Records and Epic Records. I've actually worked with him, and I'm most currently helping out my brother who just dropped a single coming out this Friday, actually called Evolution. And it's a really, really, really nice song. So I'm kind of behind the music scenes and on the up and ups as well. So, you know, I'm just in progress right now to put out my own EP, which is definitely going to be coming up pretty soon here. And Orlando is definitely a great spot to be in, just to be honest with y'all, because a lot of people say a lot of negative things about Orlando and about how it's not unity here, but you have to make unity. And I'm one of those people that believe in, you know, bringing people together for a greater cause. And mainly, like, coming up April the 19th, which is Saturday, I'm going to be performing at the National PAL Mentoring Day, which is a basic family friend event. It's going to be in Lakeland, Florida, at the Simpson Park Community Center Field, and that's from, like, 10 to 3 p.m. Mainly, I'm probably going to be performing the most recent song, Naive, that I just dropped maybe 2 months ago on SoundCloud. So you guys make sure that you do check that out. And, you know, more so, you can find me on Twitter, Nicole Virginia, the number 4. Instagram, I am Nicole Virginia. Facebook, Nicole Virginia. So just make sure that you guys connect with me. Any way that I can possibly help anybody else on the music and publicity side, I would love to. That's my passion as well. Anything within the music industry is basically, you know, my forte. So I sing, I songwrite, you know, I do publicity on the side. That's how I make my change to get up to get my music out there, you know, to kind of change the game with that. Yeah.
Right. Wow, I can dig it, Virginia. You sound like a girl that has everything going on for herself right now. I got a ton of things I offer you also, man. It's just so much I can offer. But right now, let's just talk about the radio. Let's talk about what you got going as far as the music are. And I'll talk to you about the rest of it later on. Actually, Victor can talk to you about it because that's your manager. But anyway,
okay, great.
When did you get started in the game? I mean, how old were you? Were you a youngster or were you older or what?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm from a family who's, like, basically musically inclined. Both of my parents are musicians, and they're ministers at the same time. They do mostly gospel, and I would say a little bit of, like, mainstream and jazz music altogether. So coming up, yeah, I basically started writing songs when I was about maybe 10 years old, and I probably started singing, like, you know, on a real note from, you know, the age of 10, but I was always told, you know, go to school, get your education, you know, and then from there, you know, everything will work out for you on that end. So, yeah, I pretty much came from a family where, you know, music is just basically in my bloodline. Like, all of my sisters and brothers sing as well. My oldest brother, Mario, he's out in Texas with New Generation Gospel. And they actually travel around the world, and they do different gospel festivals. So, but yeah, basically, my whole family has been a great force behind me in terms of, you know, where the music actually started, where it came from, and where it's going.
Okay, that sounds like a plan right there, man.
Okay.
Now, I got another question for you also. No, I'm listening, but I'm typing at the same time. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm doing all this stuff, and I still got to talk to you. Oh, oops.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I'm still talking to you. But anyway, so you got a lot going on, man. You're out there really, really heavy in the streets. You're out there with your music. You're out there getting it done, and I'm digging everything you got going on. Sounds like you're spreading love to all the artists also. So you're doing PR work. Tell me about your PR work. What has that got you doing? I mean, you said you make money doing that, so explain that to me a little bit.
Most definitely. My company, Lady Pro Entertainment and Publicity, Inc., I actually branched that company off in 2012. And from there, you know, I was able to pick up the PR campaign that I did with Cash Out, and I actually partnership with First Class Alliance, who's out of Miami. They've worked with Rick Ross. They've worked with Trina, Slip and Slide Records, most of the people within the Miami area. That's kind of where I started at the terms of you know, doing partnerships and getting clients. And from there, you know, I decided to kind of work with more of the local artists that I seen did not have, you know, their image correct, basically, you know, actually writing up their music reviews. I just work with Doogie Gunham out of Polk County. He just had a music project drop called Beans and Rice that was recorded at Plush Studios, one of the biggest studios here in Orlando. And my brother is an engineer and an artist out of Plush Studios as well. So we kind of worked together to start working with, you know, some of the local artists who are really serious about their music. But mainly, you know, as of now, we're kind of like trying to just, you know, help to leverage each other and, you know, and push our family where our family needs to go on the music note. I mean, I'm always open to working with other local artists as well who really, you know, have that budget and they really want to work, you know, and put themselves out there.
Okay, I got you. Hey, Nicole, are you one of my friends on Facebook? Because I'm looking for you right now, and I don't see you.
Let me see. I believe I'm not sure. I know I'm affiliated with a few people that may be connected through Victor, but I'll have to definitely check on here and see. And that's DJ Black Caesar, right?
Yeah, DJ Black Caesar. I don't think we're friends. You said Nicole. Let me see if I see that.
Actually, Nicole Virginia McFadden is my personal page, and my music page is just Nicole Virginia.
Oh, okay. There you go, right there. Okay, Nicole Virginia Mc. What do you? How you pronounce the last name?
McFadden.
Like McLove, huh?
Yeah, I just tried to send you a friend request, but it says you have too many, or yeah, that you have too many, or maybe it's telling me that I'm blocked for a few days.
You're on the wrong page, DJ Black Seas. I got a page up right now. I'm on there with who am I on there with? I'm on there with
Magic Don Juan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
I'm going to request you right quick and see what happens, all right? I just requested you just now.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
I just sent your page out to I just sent it to Stacey Darlene. Stacey Darlene is listening closely. Hey, where is Stacey Darlene at? She's supposed to be on the phone right now. Let me see. Where is she at? 77. Let's see. No, she's not on here yet. Hey, when are you going to call in, Stacey? Are you going to call any time? We appreciate it if you call in, all right? All right, she heard me. Let's see, Shelly's here. Let's see. Okay, I'm calling. Okay, we got you, baby. Okay, Shelly, Stacey's calling in, and she's going to do some interviews also with me. We're going to have who is that? Blanco Flyboy. He's going to be on next. We're going to let Stacey take care of that interview, but I'm going to do yours right now. Okay, let me see. What do we got going on? Hey, Nicole, you got a song called Naive. Can you tell me a little about that song?
Yes.
Can you play it?
Okay, Naive was from a deep, dark place in my life.
Wow.
It's actually based off of a relationship that I did have with a former guy, but that's when I realized that God was real, and I caught the Holy Spirit in prayer. And from that song, all of the words just started coming out. I started writing them down without a beat. And I heard one beat, and I said, okay, this is the beat for this song, and it just went completely together. So basically it was based on, you know how sometimes in relationships, you know, a lot of people are naive to if that person is really for them or not. You try to make something more than what it's not, and you end up putting yourself in a situation where, you know, you got to start telling that person the truth, you know.
Right.
And as a songwriter, what I did was I just went in a room, I closed the door, and I just start writing, you know, because that's my way of expressing myself, and that's why I think that God even gave me the talent to write, and that's kind of where that song came from. And I think that it's one of those songs that people need to hear. You know, I mean, give all the time, but do not be used, you know, and love someone, but don't ever be abused by anyone. You know, so that's one of the songs that, you know, I believe that it'll help to impact in people's lives in terms of, you know, the relationship that they do have, whether it's a friendship, you know, partnership, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it definitely reflects. It can reflect, and people actually listen to it.
We can dig it. Hey, check it out, baby. We're going to play that song right quick. Give me a world premiere of that song right there, if you don't mind.
Okay. thanks.
I'm waiting on a Will Premier. I'm waiting on you to say the DJ Black Caesar Friend Show.
Okay.
The name of the show.
All right. Nicole Virginia is going to be Naive on the DJ Black Caesar Show. Let's go. Like, he's not like a personal, like, DJ of mine, but does production. You can actually find him on SoundClick. And the song was recorded by Aaron McFadden, my brother, out of Plush Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Okay. Well, sounds like he's working with something magnificent over there. So we're going to give him a shout out. We're going to give your DJ shouts out. We'll give him, show him some love. We showing love on the show tonight. Talk about showing love.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Virginia, you also got another song called Overdrive. What's that song about? Oh, hey, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Virginia, hold on for one second. I got somebody want to ask you a question real quick. Hey, Bottles, are you
okay,
still there?
Okay, sure.
Hi, how you doing, Virginia? That's my name is Bottles.
Hi.
I'm down here in Miami. I'm an artist myself. I was listening to your interview. And I just want to ask you two quick questions. I heard you say you're a public relation. First of all, before I do that, that song is wonderful. I need to be in a remix. Anyways.
Okay.
but I heard you're
we can arrange that.
Yes, let's make that happen. You say you're public relations, and I heard you say something about artists that really want it. What do you, as a public relations person, what do you look for in an artist that says they really want to do this, that they're really serious about their career?
Well, I look for the artists that really actually want to invest in themselves. I mean, everything starts with a budget. I mean, you can go for these blogs that are, you know, for free or these websites that are for free, but how much publicity are you really going to get? You know, if I go to Rapzilla or, you know, somewhere like that, or if I'm going to several different media publications that, you know, which you have to pay for in terms of, like, Vibe or on XXL, most definitely those are the placements that you want. So I believe that if an artist already has, like, their free placements done, that makes my job a lot easier in terms of having something to leverage to get them major publicity.
Oh, nice. Okay, thanks. And one more thing, your writing process. Like, what do you go through mentally in your writing process? I'm a writer, too, so I love to hear different people's writing process and what they go through when they're writing songs.
Okay, well, first, like, if I'm writing without an actual beat or something like that, I just go and I think about the concept of a song. And then from that concept, I'm going to be honest, I go look it up and see how many different ways I can decipher what that word means. I take the song to that extent, and I actually make sure that I'm giving a good message that people, anybody, that a Fabio can understand, you know,
on that level.
Wow, and then from there, you know, I actually build the verses into the song, and we go in the studio, we actually put a beat together. First, you know, the melody has to go with the bass line, and then from there, it's like everything else just kind of falls in place.
Right. Perfect. And then the reason why I asked, because that song, they just played, it's very conceptual, which is, you know, for writers, there's definitely a path that you want to take. You want to make sure that people are able to feel it, first of all, and also you're also being honest from your own personal experience, which is wonderful, which is, they help somebody else learn at the same time. You know, you can help somebody not go through something they don't have to, but they can learn from other people's experiences. So, you know,
it took me a little time to get to that point, but I'm there now with actually, you know, I think that the major thing that a person should be doing as an artist is basically our job is just to tell the truth, you know, and actually give people a story that they can relate to, not something that's made up, which is okay too, but you want it to be more realistic and real life. That way is down to earth, you know?
Exactly. Okay.
Right.
Love it. Thanks, people. Allow me to ask some questions. Beautiful song. And
we'll
please talk to you next week on Facebook. Be blessed.
Okay,
I guess. Hey, I got a caller that wants to say something. 662. 662, go ahead and your mic is on. You got a comment or a question? Do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question or a comment. Just enjoying the show. This is Daphne.
Hey, Daphne, how you doing, doll?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, you pushed the question mark on your phone last, man, so I thought you had a question.
No, I didn't mean to do that then.
Oh, it's all right. It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's good to have you on the show tonight, Daphne. We love having new people, so, and you're pretty new because you haven't been on the show yet. So we got Daphne on the phone lines, man. She's a former Tupelo person down here. Now she's in California doing her thing. But, hey, we're glad to have you here, Daphne. It's all good, all right?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. What's up, Stacy Darlene? How you doing, baby? Stacy, you got your phone on mute. Turn your phone off mute, Stacy.
Hello. Is that better?
How you doing, Stacy?
I'm doing good. I have to say that, first of all the music tonight has been really good, but Nicole Virginia, that was a phenomenal song, man. It had me over here while I'm working, just going with the beat, and I really think that's a positive influence on so many women, and I really like it. It was cool. I could completely 100% relate to what you were saying.
Thank you. Well, yeah, so. You asked my players on that one. Thank you.
Nicole Virginia, we got everybody on tune in tonight. We got over 65,000 people tune in tonight checking you out. So you want to give a shout out to the rest of the world? We got people from other countries tuning in also.
Hey, world, what's up? It's Nicole Virginia on the line with you guys. I'm so glad that I could actually spend this time, and you guys can get to know me as I get to know you guys as well. So, yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for that words of wisdom. We appreciate that. Nicole, let's go to another caller. Greg is still tuning in. Let's see what Greg has going on. Greg, where you at, baby?
Hey, what's going on, Caesar?
Hey man. That song was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, that song, Naive. That thing was great.
That's pretty hot,
man.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Pretty hot. Yeah. We're going to have a lot of that going on for the rest of this year. We're going to have a lot of crazy music coming on here the rest of the year, man. We're going to be breaking it right here on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where we like to show. Hey, I'm just going to say, just like Bottles, where we show love, man. Bottles said it great right there when he came with that track right there. Bottles, get that song back to me. We're going to get that song submitted for the NBC television network and see if we can get that as their theme song. So, guys, that's why we're going to show love to Bottles and Shelly. That's going to be my way of showing love for those guys, man. When it comes down to April 5th, you know, nobody can do it better than me. I'm going to take out maybe about 30 or 40 people. I'm going to get some dinners for them and go down to Tupelo and find some needy people, and I think I know where to find them at. You know, they've just been ran out of their homes, and they really don't have any place to go. And the place they were going, they had a place set up for them underneath the bridge by the McDonald's and Burger King, but that place isn't there anymore. So I got to show love to my people, man. And I'm glad Shelly came on the show tonight. She showed love and said she was a homeless person. And I know what it's like to be homeless, because basically I was homeless too one time. And I wasn't homeless, but I was kind of homeless, but I didn't have anywhere to go, so. You know, we like to show love around here at the DJ Blacks and Friends show. We're going to show love. Stacey, what do you got, baby? What you got going on? What's the news today? You got any news? You got any more news or anything going on? Put you on the spot, dude. Put you on the spot.
I mean, you just, like, put it all out there.
Hey. I know Floyd Mayweather is getting ready to go for an extensive stint in prison because this guy has some weird idea in his head that he can go back and collect his belongings. He did one of OJ's number, went back, kidnapped the guy, took him to the woods, beat the hell out of him, and broke up some bones and bloodied him up a little bit. And then the guy talked about it. Yeah, so that's something you can talk about. So what's going on with that? Do you know about it?
You know what? I did a little bit of follow-up, you know, when I go through and do all the research for the entertainment, and I was completely amazed at you know, he's in and out, but I was totally amazed at him going in there and actually getting him for kidnapping, attempted murder. I mean, he's going to be gone for quite some time, provided he's found, you know, I mean, come on, we got to be honest here on the DJ Black Caesar Insurance. Provided he's found guilty, he's going to be gone sometime.
Right.
He really is.
Right.
He really is. And it's sad to be a celebrity like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. It is. We got a caller at 407. Caller, what's up? You want to speak to the mic? You want to talk? You want to comment to my girl on the phone right now, Miss Virginia? 407-394.
Hey, what's going on? You know who this is. This is Big. What's up, CS?
Hey.
I'm coming to you.
Hey, Vic.
What's going on, Victor?
Baby, how you doing, man?
What's up, man?
None too. What's going on? So you got
Virginia. This is your girl right here, right? I mean, this is. I mean, you have got some major talent there. I mean, her song was just bomb. I mean, it was really gone, Vic.
You already know.
Hey, Vic. I got a question for you, Vic. how come you didn't submit anything off of Nicole Virginia for the television show that we got going on right now? You know you still can do that. So why don't you do that?
You let me know.
You don't want her to get out there and be famous or what?
Hey, what you want me to do? And I'll do it. You know me.
I'm gonna shoot that information to you in your chat box on Facebook, all right?
You already know ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Hey, check it out, brother. I need one bio. I need that track right there. If you got another track that's better than that, I'll take that. And I need one picture of her. So that's all you got to do to submit it. And then I'll send you the email address, which is going to be sort of difficult for you. So I'll send you the email address so you can send it to it. And we'll get her going for the television network also.
Bro, you already know.
Great.
You know it's already done. You know it's already done with me. I work quick.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Hey, do you have anything to say? Because you're on the show, so do you got anything to say to your girl, man? She's real nice.
She is doing her thing. I don't have to say anything. Her words speak volumes. Her music speaks volumes. It just all speaks for itself. So she's doing her thing. I'm proud of her. And, you know, for her to continue her endeavors and everything, the only way is up now. So I'm not gonna steal anything from Drake. Start from the bottom over here. But, you know, that's kind of cliche. But, you know.
Wow.
If Drake is listening, what's up? How you doing, OVO? I love OVO. What's up, Drake? What's up? But all love.
Right.
But yeah, she's doing her thing. So, you know, like I say, nothing where to go but up.
Hey, you just in time. We're gonna play another one of her joints. We're running out of time right now, so I'm not gonna let her introduce it, but I'm gonna introduce it myself. This is called Overdrive, guys. Listen to it.
Let's make it last longer before it's over.
lovely song by Nicole Virginia once again. She shocked
Man.
The rest of the world. They're shaking in their boots. Look at the people over in Africa. Look at the people over in Japan. They're shaking in their boots right now. They don't know what to do about this young lady. She's on fire, man. She's on fire. Hey, Nicole, thank you for coming to the show tonight. We really love your music, man. You got a lot of talent. You want to give your social networks out one more time so everybody will know it?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram. I am Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, just like it's spelled. Twitter, Nicole Virginia, the number 4. And you can find me on Facebook, my artist page, Nicole Virginia, and my personal page is Nicole Virginia McFadden. Yes, I am a McFadden.
Hey, what is your Instagram again? I'm sorry.
Oh, my Instagram is I am Nicole Virginia.
Nicole Virginia. Okay, I got you.
Correct.
Okay, Nicole, thanks a lot. We had a wonderful time with you, man.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Love you too, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole. Keep making good music.
I will for
yes,
you guys.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah, let's get my man mixed. Where you at, Fly Boy? Where you at, Fly Boy?
Yeah, we here. We tuned in.
Wow, man. Crazy night this evening, man. Real crazy out here, man. I swear it is. Flyboy, we got you on the phone right now. So tell the rest of the world who you are, dog. What's up, baby?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Tuned in, everybody listening. I go by the name of W. Blanco, recording artist from Queens, New York City. Yeah, we tuned in, man. We rocking right now. My homie DJ Black Caesar and the Friend Show, man. You know, I'm just glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You already know it, boss, man. But check it out. I got something special for you, my man. I'm going to let Stacey Darlene take it away because you got about 30, well, we got about 40 minutes left for the show. That's all you basically need. That's all everybody else got. So let's talk to you about 40 minutes and see what you got going on, my brother Shelly. Stacey, what's up, baby? Are you there?
What's up?
I am here, and I'm loving his twang. Man, you know, I think out of everybody on the team, I'm the one. I'm a West Coast girl, and I swear our lingo is very boring. We don't have the accents. C's with his Southern, and I just love that whole New York drawl that you got going on there.
C's
with
his Southern? What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, man. I hear the twang all over. Like I said, we're West Coast. We're boring.
Yo, Black, real is real. Real is real, Black. You got to face the facts.
Okay. I get
it. It's all love.
So tell me, Flyboy, how long you, first of all, I need to know how you got your name and how long you've been doing music.
Yeah, I've been doing music ever since I was a little kid. I was doing talent shows. I was singing when I was a young boy, you know, first, second, third grade. I was doing a lot of talent shows singing. And I was just always a writer. I always enjoyed writing down whatever feelings or writing stories, poetry, whatever. And just growing up, you know, I was singing. And then I went through that puberty stage where I lost my voice, so I just couldn't sing as well. Like, I ain't sound as good how I did before. So I just kept writing, you know. And at big in that time, it was real big. The hip-hop scene in New York City was real big. So I just fell in love with hip-hop. Being from a Spanish descent, my family's Colombian, so just growing up, I would hear some hip-hop, and then I would hear some salsa, you know, because I was in the Bronx at that time. So I would hear salsa, and I would hear hip-hop, and I just got that feeling that, you know what, I want to express myself. I don't want to stop expressing myself just because I can't sing. So let me see. I love this rap, so let me give this a try. And I just did it, and I was writing, and I got people to support me. People were enjoying it. People could relate, and we're here today trying to get this music out.
That's hot. And
nice.
Do you remember the
nice.
First time you performed?
The first time I performed? Well, I performed when I was younger, but when I was doing hip-hop, I started really taking hip-hop seriously, like, the last 4 years. And when I say seriously, I mean, like, investing a lot of time and investing a lot of money into it. So before that, I wasn't really taking it serious. But, you know, I performed when I was younger. But you could say, yeah, I started performing like 4 or 5 years ago was my first performance for hip-hop-wise. I performed my hip-hop song. It was Spanish and English mixed together.
See, that's what I was going to ask you, too, being that you come from, a different or Hispanic Latin, I guess you could say, background, do you mix some of that in there, and do you, you know, plan to, are you completely bilingual? Do you, can you?
Yeah, I speak perfect Spanish. I write Spanish, I read in Spanish, and just like you said, it's funny because in Colombia, hip-hop is heavy, too. It's in Spanish, but it's heavy, you know, so the hip-hop is there. My style, I don't really rap fully in Spanish. I have before, maybe, like, I've done, like, 2-3 records for friends that will be like, yo, we want you to go all Spanish on this one, so I'll do it for them. But mostly what I do is my style is I rap in English, and I hit them with the bars and the metaphors, and then I throw in a few Spanish words to make it rhyme, to make it sound different, make it sound better. You'll notice that when you hear my songs getting played.
You like that reggaeton?
I love reggaeton, and it's real funny that you mentioned that. For the people that don't know, like, what I really, really want to do was I really wanted to be a reggaeton star. Like, I wanted to do Spanish music. I just love the scene because, like you said, you asked me why they call me Flyboy Blanco. So I started Flyboy's ENT back in 2001. I started that. Just a group of friends, but then we started doing parties, promoting our own parties in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006. So it was Flyboys ENT. And then me growing up in the Bronx, I was always around Hispanic people, African American. It was a lot, but everybody, they saw me and they would call me white boy. All my friends would call me white boy. If somebody didn't know me, they would call me white boy. And, you know, I didn't really take it into offense. It never bothered me. It never hurt me. Some people would think that it would, but it just didn't because I was where I was at and I had to make it happen. So then when I started writing and wanted to really go hard with the hip-hop, I'm like, what can I name myself? And then I was like, you know what? What's white in Spanish? And that's Blanco. So I went with that. So when you see me, I look white, but when they hear me talk, when they hear me rap, when they hear me explain my story, then they understand how the pieces fall together.
Awesome. Do you notice a big difference between hip-hop in Colombia and hip-hop here in the States?
Nah. It's like everybody makes a different music. So you could hear some real, real hardcore hip-hop out there, and you can hear that out here, and you might relate to it and you might not. Then maybe you might hear a different genre, you know, like a softer hip-hop that's, you know, like more mellow. They might have that over there and they might have that over here. It's the same. It's just different language. We go through the same struggle and we all tell the same story.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Who do you have that's pretty cool. Who do you have in your iPod? I guess that goes in two different questions. Because who you have in your iPod may not necessarily be who influenced you. So let's ask both. Who are some of your influences?
All right. Like growing up, just being in New York City, you know, in the time, I felt New York City was at its best in the time around my time, around 88, 89, 90 to 96,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
When I was just listening to a lot. So, but basically, I would say, like, in Spanish, like I said, my mother would be listening to some Marc Anthony salsa, and then I would be listening to some Big Pun hip-hop. Or
right.
I would be listening to something from Big L. Or my one of my favorite rappers that made me start rapping was Mace. Mace was with Puffy at the time. So it was big.
Yeah.
It was basically, that's why I wanted to do what I do, because I heard Marc Anthony doing what he did. He was the best, and I would hear my mother listening to another Spanish salsa singer named La India, and also Selena. She was a Spanish singer. Rest in peace. She died. And
yeah,
I would be listening.
Yeah.
I would be listening to that. That's it. I would listen to Pun. I would listen to Biggie, Big L, and those were my favorite. And Mace and Puffy. So that's why when you hear my music, you could just tell right off the bat, you know, what I'm trying to do. But as long as as an iPod, that's a different story. I have a little bit of everything, man. I enjoy every type of music. That's why I don't call myself a rapper. I'm a recording artist because I make any type
nice.
Of music, and I'm down to make any type of music because feelings doesn't necessarily have to be just falling into the hip-hop category as when you're writing. So in my iPod, I got a lot. I got a little bit of everything, some salsa, some bachata, some hip-hop. You know, a little bit of everything mixed up. And the radio stuff, the commercial stuff that's on the radio, you know, you hear that. But more on the iPod, I just like listening to throwback music, the old songs from before.
Oh,
is good, you know?
That's when they have really, really good music. That's my time period. See, you know, I talk about that was when music was really good. When did you? Compared to, you know, some of the stuff that they're doing now. When would you actively say you fell in love with hip hop?
Oh man, when I was like 10 or 12. When I was like 10 or 12, going into like 6th grade, that's when I fell in love with hip hop. Cause I had moved. I was born in Harlem. I was raised in the Bronx, and I moved to Queens. When I was 10, I moved to Queens, and I just fell in love with a whole another stage of hip hop. Listening to Nas, hearing Mobb
right.
Deep at the time, LL Cool J, Run DMC, just everything. Queens was real strong at that time. One of my favorite hip hop artists, also from Queens, Tragedy Khadafi. He was one of my favorites. So
oh,
it was like,
yeah.
Yeah, just being from.
Hey, you,
from
don't
the
like Mobb, you don't like Mobb Deep or any of those guys, man? You like Mobb Deep?
Yeah, of course. I just said Mobb Deep 2 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
hold
he
on,
likes
brother.
It. It was one of the reasons why he fell in love with hip hop. He was listening to
Mobb
Deep
in
addition to.
I didn't hear him say anything about Dipset.
It's all love. I think it was just more the transition, moving from Bronx to Queens. It was like,
right.
Damn, I'm leaving everything behind in the Bronx. I don't know nothing in Queens. I don't know nothing. But I got there and, you know, just I made it happen. But, yeah, just being tuned in with the music and loving hip-hop so much in the Bronx and then moving to Queens, it was like it was always a creative battle between both of them at the time because that's what it really was. It was a lot of graffiti, b-boying, a lot of that. So a lot of it was just friendly competition, you know?
Right, right.
I
did you did you do any battle rapping? Were you a battle rapper,
like
freestyler?
I never went serious with it because I had more success at writing and expressing myself through the pen.
Absolutely.
Instead of just battle rapping. Like I didn't want to take that route. But before I started really going seriously and taking the music business more seriously, I would battle rap, you know, in house parties, and we would travel, people would rap, and I would rap, and it was always great. I could have took that route. I was good at it, but I didn't want to dedicate myself to that. I just didn't want to present myself with that image to battle rap.
Gotcha. Now, coming from New York and representing it the way you do, where do you feel you would say maybe hip-hop is in the East right now? How is that movement going in the East Coast, for one? And two, how do you plan to influence that?
I feel like it's a real tricky situation right now. I feel like we're doing more, though. I feel like the New York artists are doing more as far as the artists that are on the scene and as far as the artists that are more mainstream, you get what I'm saying? They're doing better than before, so I see that getting better. But as far as my music, I'm trying to spread. You know, I can't knock nobody for what they think of me or their opinion, but what I'm trying to spread a message. Like I love what the previous guests were saying, the positive things that they try to do, because I try to do the same thing along. On my road to riches, I try to do the same thing and help out those in need and do something more positive. So I'm not saying everything I'm saying is rapping like a saint because I'm being real, but I'm definitely trying to spread more positive messages than a lot of the artists and nonsense rappers and all the BS that they're putting out there, you know?
Absolutely. Would you consider your style more like a... I don't know. Like, I mean, some of your influences that you were saying, you know, they each actually had very, they had distinct styles. And would you say yours is maybe more artist storytelling, which we just don't get anymore, or you know, more traditional? I mean, how would you say your particular style?
Oh man, I really can't put myself into a category. I got a little bit of everything, man. If the fans and supporters that know that have done their homework and listened to me,
They've heard commercial. They've heard underground. They've heard storytelling. They've heard freestyle. They've heard Spanish. They've heard a little bit of everything. So, like, I can't really put myself in any category. Just the people that take their time out to listen to my music and try to understand me, and those that relate, I just thank them because, they took out that time to check in. So I got a little bit of everything.
That's good. I think I wish more and more artists, especially some of the ones coming out, actually even some of the mainstreams I have a hard time with, that don't have that versatility. So every time you're going to hear the same sound every single time. So it's really good, I think, as an artist to be able to have that flexibility and versatility to be able to, move around like that.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes,
what do you have going on right now at this moment? What kind of projects and stuff do you have?
Well, this past weekend I just shot. I was shooting a commercial video, a preview video for a song I got on spinning right now, for a song I got on the blogs. It's called Queens Get the Money, produced by the amazing SB Sick Beats, and my homie Cream is on that track with me. So my homie Littles was shooting the video this weekend. We're shooting a commercial right now for Good TV, and we're going to put that video out for the Queens Get the Money song. That's going to be a preview commercial, and we're shooting an official video next month. So I got that coming, Queens Get the Money. You can Google it, or you can look for it on SoundCloud. And right now, this past January, I just dropped my EP. It's called Family Ties. Family Ties EP produced by Annabelle Lecter. The whole album is produced by Annabelle Lecter. That's my EP. They could check it out right now on Audio Mac, audiomac.com. Search W Blanco. Or just Google W Blanco. All of that information comes up on Google. So that's what I got right now. My album, I just dropped my EP. We got the video in the works, Queens Get the Money. And I'm also working on my new project. I haven't announced it. It's the first time I'm announcing it right now. So I'm working on my project coming this June. It's called Blanco Popular, Blanco Popular. So I got the heat coming for June. They can look out for that.
Nice.
Yeah, for right now they could get the Family Ties EP on audiomac.com. Also my mixtape Blancolombia, hosted by the street famous DJ Lazy K, Trap Queen DJ Lazy K. She hosted that mixtape. All of that is on datpiff.com, hotnewhiphop.com, audiomac.com.
Nice.
Yeah. We're working. We got a lot of work right now.
We working. You know what? I kind of like the way Bottles came and asked Nicole Virginia this question. I want to ask you myself because I'm a writer. I'd like to know what your writing process is. Where does all of that motivation come, and how do you take yourself there?
My writing process comes from just everyday life, everything that I go through, different experiences. I could be sleeping, and if I wake up, I got a pad and a pen a few feet away from me, or my phone or something. I'm picking that up and I'm writing that down, because I love when I have dreams. I love when I see things, but it sucks when you forget it. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I keep the same thing. I got a notebook and pad in my handbag all the time, so I can appreciate that.
As corny as it may sound, when I'm in the shower, man, when I'm in the shower, I think of random shit that I want to write. Excuse me, I don't know if we could curse right now, but...
Yeah, you're all right.
No, you're good.
Hell no, you can't curse, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think of random shit in the shower or whatever, man. When I'm stuck in traffic, I'll write, I'll think of something. Or when I see something funny, I like to put funny things in the music, too. So that's what I do.
Kind of a little bit of wordplay?
Yeah, it's just like an everyday working process. Or sometimes, maybe there's some days that I just don't want to write, because there's days that it does happen where I just don't want to write. And then I'll just wait till I'm in the studio. I'll wait to that moment where, like, okay, now it's time. And I'll go sit down, and all of that shit will just pour out.
Nice. Hey, Steve, do we have a song we can hear? I'd really like to hear him.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get done, but okay, I'll play a song now. Okay, Blanco, you got a song called Pergana?
La pregunta. I'm going to teach you how to say it. You're going to take it. You're going to let it spin off the top of your mouth. La pregunta. The question.
Yeah, it's the question.
Okay. Well, hey, check it out, brother. If you don't mind, we need to get a world premiere on that song right there. Let's play that song.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's your boy, W. Blanco, rocking with my boy, DJ Black Steez and Friend Show. We got the exclusive right now, La Pregunta.
Yeah. Okay, enough with the questions. If you're patient, I will make a comment. They want me to make a statement, or where my pen stay? The situation could get touchy like Penn State. Come hang with a player, fuck what your friends say. We could get chopped and kick it like a sensei. Me and Poe Money stunting in the Bentley. Ride around Queens, homer with a Mets play. Bought my bitch from Jersey like with a Jets play. And she all about a verdict like Test A. Got another one in BK like with a Nets play. Caramel dark skin like Nestle. Her name Destiny, but I call her Deste.
Excuse me, mister, can you please repeat the question?
They asked me what I do it for. You ain't low, are you a news reporter? You want the story broke? Fly boys in the sky, UFO. It's like you're blind to the fact. You ain't even know, headed to the top. Drop a Mentos in the coke. Give a memento, cause some people a little slow. Might take a couple seconds to get that. Better get back, Blanco, what do we call you if you get black? Get a tan, I doubt that. Wanted to be the man, I reroute that. GPS it, shorty hit my phone bugging. PMS it, you wanna learn something, catch the lesson. Old heads want the pension, my mama stressing. Fuck medicine, gotta flip it. And me, I'm here vetting, re-preventing drama and attention. Low on money, not to mention paying lawyer fees, avoid the sentence. Time flies, work Monday, back to business. They say a drunk mind, speak the truth, I guess I'm tipsy. Out here looking for love that you didn't give me. I guess they not picking me for me being so picky. Fuck that, next question.
So Mr. Blanco, what are your plans after you drop your album, Family Ties? What's next after that? What do you have left? Or what is it that you want?
They don't understand, I want the world in my hand. I quote Big Ben, I want that dough in my palm. When that thunder coming, you better keep calm. That's when I'm brainstorming, people change like global warming. I don't wanna hear it, enough with excuses. On to the next question, I throw the deuces. Middle finger losers, and I don't really trust them. So I'm single like a Lucy while I enjoy the acoustics. On the guitar, at the bar while I sip hard. Save it like a SIM card, need cash fat like Kim Kardashian. Has good wine in the vineyard, pass the tray so I can ash it on these Nimrods. And the negativity, y'all can keep it. Cause see me, I'm trying to achieve shit and keep my Spanish ass out the precinct. We ain't gotta be rich as long as we live in decent. Fuck the past, we in the recent.
And I'm cheesing, and I'm thankful. Please believe it.
Are you serious, man? Is that your music? Wow, that music was on fire, my man. Blanco, that was real good. That was
good looking, man. Good looking. I appreciate it.
Dude, I enjoyed that, man. You know what? I enjoyed that so much. We're gonna show love around here right now. We're going to show love.
Man.
You need to get me something submitted for the television network also, brother. And also, my girl, Stacy, has already come to me before I can even say it. She's calling me. She's like, dude, I like his music. I want to get him in a magazine. I'm like, okay.
Yes, I
was going to tell her
very
that, but hey, you know what? We want to interview you for the A&R Urban Edition magazine, brother. So Stacy will be back in touch with you. I'll give her your info so she can get in touch with you, man. You're one hell of an artist, my brother.
Oh, yeah, I got to have you in there. That was hot. I really do.
Thank you. I appreciate
very talented,
it, man.
Very, very talented.
I appreciate it. Let's get it. We're working,
man.
The work you did is done. Let's do it,
man. I can't wait to hear the next song, man. I'm just going to play this song, man. It's called Make Money. Let's see what this song sounds like. See if it's a long way.
It's been a long time coming, running
been on the track, yeah, yeah, I'm still running. Made a couple sacrifices, yeah, so I bunted. But I never pop, fly, fly, boy, stay blunted, 100. Family ties, told you it's coming. Blanco Lombia 2, cooking in the oven. I remember them long nights when I had nothing. Motivation and music made me go out and look for something. Shout to the supporters that press the play button. Thank you to the haters that listen but stay frontin'. Nah, I ain't playing camouflage like I'm hunting. I'm hungry, the fucking money looking like a chocolate muffin. All for the breadcrumbs, I had to get my dough up. I was spending more when I was with her, so I left a sola. Words to my mother Gloria, I'm a warrior. Ray in my chapter, you can add it to my historia. For the show love, haters keep hating. Queens get the money, and money I be making. Make money, make music, yeah, that's the motto. I take a shot of Guado, cause life ain't promised tomorrow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on. I come from Corona, home of the Palomas. If you getting out of line, know you gonna hit Soma. Start with the aroma, no joking, no broma. I'm looking for the sweep, buscando la escoba. Told myself I'ma make it when I get older. Grind hard, youngin' from October to October. Whenever to whenever, never mind the weather. Trying to make it out the hood like Charlie Villanueva. Won't stop till I Pringle pop for the cheddar. Sour cream steam got me chopper than propellers. I do it for the sellers, for my go-getters, for the ones who keep the faith, things will get better. For the show love, haters keep hating. Queens get the money, and money I be making. Make money, make music, yeah, that's the motto. I take a shot of Guado, cause life ain't promised tomorrow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on. Shit is so ironic, I'm taking out the garbage. I do it for a paycheck, I do it when I'm rhyming. I do it up at Chase and I do it down at Harvard. Whack MCs, no respect, I do it for the honor. I think about shorty cause I love what's platonic. I think about Tone birthday while I'm rhyming. We about to turn up, aguardiente, what a fire. Quarters and some bottles, family ties in your Serato. Live life to the fullest cause you might not see tomorrow. Love versus hate, joy versus sorrow. Leader of the new school, who the rules are is followed. If you're a supporter, hands up, haters eat a hollow. Supporters show love, haters keep hating. Queens get the money, and money I be making. Make money, make music, yeah, that's the motto. I take a shot of Guado, cause life ain't promised tomorrow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, baby, come on.
Man, you just surprise me every time, brother. You know you got to put it down, man. This dude Blanco is on top of it, man. This guy got the hot music, the hot beats. Hey, man, who's your Who's your producer? I want to call you Billy Blank so bad, man. I'm sorry about that, man. I want to call you Billy Blank. Blanco from the Bronx, man. What's up, baby? Talk to me, man.
Nah, it's all love, baby. It's all love. We here. The more you read about me, the more we work together. I know the name will get familiar and you'll get it right. It's all love, my brother.
Oh yeah, you already knew it. You already know, brother.
That was
Hey, but tell me about your producer. Who's your producer?
Yeah, that's those two joints are off my EP, my Family Ties EP on AudioMac.com. That's produced. That whole project was produced by my producer Anibu Lecter. Big shout out to my producer Anibu Lecter.
Wow,
that guy's
nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's good?
That dude is nice with a sick name, man. Hannibal Lecter. I hate to see him in dark. So what does Hannibal Lecter do for a living? Does he a producer for a living or what?
Nah, he has a day job. We all got our day job, and he does the producing on the side, and we build together. And it's like he has it's a Spanish name. Like in Colombia, he got a Spanish name, Anibal, so it's no H, it's just A. That's his real
Anibal.
Name. Anibal. Yeah, so it's no H, it's just the A. And it's Anibal Lecter. It's not, you feel me? So he came up with that name, and he's like, yo, we're going to cook up, and we're going to create something beautiful, and that's what we did. We created the Family Ties EP that you can find on audiomac.com.
Okay.
And we cooking up, man. I got more projects definitely coming, man. I got a lot of
a lot of things. I got projects online. People could check me out. All you got to do is Google my name.
Hey, give your social networks out while you're winding down. Give your social networks out. Give your social networks out to everyone while you're listening, while everybody's listening to you. Give your social networks.
All right. For everybody listening that you want to get in contact with me, my Facebook and my Instagram is the same. It's Flyboyz Blanco, FlyBoiizBlanco. If you want to link me on Twitter, it's BlancoColombia1, BlancoLombia1, and the number 1. If you want to find me on SoundCloud or Reverb, it's WBlanco, DubbyBlanco. So you could just do that on Google, WBlanco. Google my name, all my social networks come up, WBlanco.
Wow. Hey, Blanco, check it out also, man. I got somebody on the phone with me. Tashonda, she's world famous.
Hey.
She's an international.
Hey, what's up,
my mom's
good.
Hey, Tashonda. Hey, how are you?
Wow. Hey, she's going to introduce us to the bag of
here,
I'm going to tell you what we got going over. Okay. I'm going to get to talk one time. I'm going to get to talk real quick. Okay, let me introduce her again. Tashonda, international supermodel, is on the phone with us right now. She's going to introduce the A&R magazine, the Urban Edition.
That's
going on
right.
What's going on? How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to talk about the magazine, the A&R Review magazine. It's really a great magazine. It's worldwide and it's international.
Right.
So if you're looking for that exposure to get you out there or to even look at, to even if you're a promoter or somebody who's looking for somebody, you can pick up this magazine literally and open it up and find people everywhere. International, worldwide. It also features mainstream artists, a lot of indie artists. It features so many different things about it. And not to mention, if you actually want to get an ad in the magazine, it's like you can get it for as low as $25. That's like really inexpensive.
Nice.
So, I mean, and think about all the exposure that you're getting when you take out an ad or even when you pick up this magazine. So.
Wow.
Man, I do want to point out something,
like
Steve. I have to point it out. I have to. Tashonda, our beautiful international model, will be our Beauty of the Month for March. So you guys will get an opportunity to see her. She's beautiful, has amazing pics. She's international, is she not, Steve? So she's all over the place. And to even have you represent the magazine
beautiful,
is an
beautiful
honor.
Chick, beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
can
so.
I get in contact with her? How can we get in contact with her?
Contact me.
Contact
DJ Black Caesar. He's got all my information.
Yeah.
Just contact him.
Then you can hire this girl out to do videos, movies, you name it, man. Whatever you guys want. If you're looking for something for a nice, beautiful girl to be in a video, she does that. We will travel. She will go traveling. She will travel to other countries just to let it be known. She's an international model, so other countries won't be nothing but a stop for her. So if you guys got a budget out there, you want a nice-looking chick to be in your videos, then this is the girl you want to call right here, Tashonda. Tashonda. Hey, Tashonda, you did a good job with that, man. It sounds like you know a lot about the magazine. Stacey did something I don't normally do. We normally don't tell who the Beauty of the Months are in the magazine.
I had to. I told her I was going to do it, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
if you guys want to get this magazine for her in it, all you guys listening international, my international people are listening right now from Japan, from Tokyo, from over the UK, Los Angeles, New York, Virginia, Maryland, QB, we can't forget QB. Also in Colombia, if you guys are listening to me, you need to get this magazine. We'll put it online. You go on my Facebook page. You go on my Facebook page and get the link. You go on Stacey's Facebook page and get the link. But you know what, Stacey, I haven't done? I have not did an email blast on the link. So I'm going to do that sometime next week. I'm going to blast it out to everyone. So you might be one of those lucky people to get the link sent to you. All the major artists out there that have been working with us, we appreciate you guys. And we're going to get with you guys later on because, Stacey, I got a lot more interest in majors for you, just to let you know.
Awesome.
And also, guys, we got cooking recipes in there. All nice, good recipes, all pretty easy to cook if you want to look at it, read it the right way. And also, we have fine wine. We didn't have any wine in there right now,
Oh, and something new we're going to be doing is the top 20 countdowns. Going to be called 1X Countdowns. We're going to have that in there. So you got 20 of your best artists going to be up for grabs real quick, and we're going to put them in the magazine. Who has the number one charts and who's at the 20, man? Who's at number 20? So that's going to be something new we're going to be doing. And we want to welcome Tashonda to the family as she's the smokes model for us right now for Caesar Models. She's also looking for models right now. So if you guys want to do the casting call thing, then you get with Tashonda. She has a casting call going on right now on Facebook, Twitter. So you guys get with her and let her know what you want to do.
Definitely.
Portfolios, professional pictures, all stuff. Get your bios, get your pictures, turn in. If you do sing, get your equipment, get all your equipment to her. If you sing, if you're a singer, get your stuff sent to us, her, and she'll give you our email. Okay, we got an email set up for the models. If you guys want to send it to us, you can send it to CaesarModels@gmail.com. That's Caesar, C-E-Z-A, Models, M-O-D-E-L, @gmail.com. And Tashonda, I'll give you that password to that email today before it's over. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
On Twitter.
No problem.
I'll send it to you in a text. Okay, guys, the show is winding down. Always tune in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show every Wednesday night where it goes down right here. We have the major artists. We have independent artists. These independent artists are really kicking the fancies out of the major artists because this guy Blanco.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This guy Blanco is kicking a-holes, man. He's taking names and asking questions later, man. I'm really digging this guy's style. So to show love, I'm going to get him in the next edition of the magazine. Stace will be in touch with you, Blanco. About that.
All right,
and also, Shelly, what's up, baby? You there?
Yes, I'm here. That was great music.
All right,
that was great music. I liked it too. I would love to have it on my radio station as well. It was an all right message you have there, young man.
All right, thank you. We're gonna network. We're gonna get this work done, man. I appreciate it.
Well,
I
would
also,
love to have some of your stuff.
I got a caller at 909, caller 994. Caller, you can come on and speak your man. What's up?
Yeah, Shazam. Hey, this is the one and only Sam Rockets. I just want to send a big shout-out to DJ Black Caesar. It's my first time checking out the show.
Okay,
I like what you're doing,
bro.
I heard a lot of good things about you.
Thank you,
nice.
Sir. I appreciate
nice.
That.
Go see.
Yeah, hopefully you'll hear some more good things about me when the show is over.
That's no good, Master. You ain't going to hear nothing good about him.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Not coming out.
Not yet. Well, I'm looking forward to joining
the show. The show is over. Oh, I'm sorry.
I came here a long time ago, Caesar. You just not letting me in. I heard Blanco.
Willie,
you sound really good, man.
Hold on for a second, Willie. Hold on one second, Willie. Let's see what 909 has to say. 994. What'd you say, my brother? I'm sorry.
That's that Blanco sound really good.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar Fresh Show. I appreciate that. Appreciate the love, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good word.
Yeah,
all day.
Good.
I enjoy what I heard.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
Sam Rockets. Shazam.
What were you saying, brother?
I'm here.
Shazam, what were you saying?
I'm just basically, I just want to put it out there. You know, I enjoyed the show. I'm looking forward to contributing my services in any way possible. I'm not only an artist, but I'm a professional audio engineer. So Shelly
nice.
Brought to my attention that somebody was interested in a mastering job. I do that all day long. So, Basically, I just want to send a big shout out to you, to everybody on the show, all artists, the good music that I heard. I've been listening for the last about 30 minutes, and I like what I heard.
Okay. I thank you for that information, my brother. We do appreciate you coming on the show tonight. We do appreciate you letting us know that you're new, because I thought you were Shazam from H-Town. So, you know what? I got you.
I'm a West Coast soldier.
I got another caller. I got a caller from 201. Caller, what's up? What you got talking about, baby?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that somebody out there?
Gang calling?
201-759.
201, talk to us. What's up?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's up,
man? Hey.
What's going on with you?
What's going on, man? Yeah, I'm a fan of Blanco, man. You know, I'm from New York. I'm from Queens, man. I've been keeping up with him, man. I've been seeing he's been doing his thing. You know, man, I wanted to know if I could request a song so I could hear him real quick, and I had a couple questions if I could ask him.
You know what? The show is over, man. We're on borrowed time right now. You missed the show, man. You need to be here on time. The show comes on
man.
At 7 o'clock Central
yeah.
time, man. 7 o'clock Central. Not 9:04 Central. 7 o'clock Central, man.
Man,
hey,
man.
You need,
well,
to go and like, you need to go and join DJ Black User page on Facebook.
Yeah,
DJ Black
yeah definitely, man. Yo,
yeah, what's up?
Yo, thanks
what's
a lot. Yo, thanks a lot for calling in, man. I appreciate the support. You tuning in and calling
yeah.
in to talk to me, man. Next time we're going to get
no
you
doubt.
Locked in only. I'm going to answer all your questions, anything you want to know, all right? Anything for the fans and the supporters. Thanks a lot, bro.
Right,
I appreciate
right.
that, man. I appreciate that, bro. I see you putting on for Corona Queens, man. You putting it on the map, man. That's what's up, man.
Hey,
I
hey,
appreciate
bro.
That, man.
Hey,
he's doing
hey.
Big things,
hey,
bro.
We appreciate the Shazam. Don't get struck by lightning now.
Willie.
Check it out, brother. I'm gonna play another song by Blanco in just a minute. But let me let my man Willie. What's up, Willie? What's up, Willie the Red?
What's up, Willie Nilly.
Hey, man, I've been here a long time, man. I've been trying to listen to the radio show, and I got pulled over for a DUI or whatever, and police pulled me over, and I was trying to listen to the show, but he told me to shut and don't say a damn thing while he's trying to write me this damn ticket.
Damn, you better
hey,
be careful out there, Willie. Be careful, man.
I'm trying to be careful. What did you say,
Cedar? Hey, Willie. I said, have you been in
yeah,
jail?
Yeah, Cedar. Have I been in jail, Willie?
Wow.
I think there's a delay in his phone, Cease. That's why it's coming out like that. There's a delay
hey,
in his phone.
Hey, what's your name? God damn, I can't remember that name. Blanco sound really good. I like Blanco music, man. You need to come over here again, like next week or something, man. Give her something new.
Yeah, man. I got new music, man. I got new music, and whenever you want, man, we'll make it happen. Just don't drink and drive, man. That's not a good thing to do. I don't want to see people out
well,
here doing that,
man. You're
that's
right.
Nice.
Yourself.
Thank
that's
you.
Right,
all
right, stop
good
drinking. The Cedar drove me back to drinking.
Nah, man, no DUI. Get home safely. That get home safe. Then you pop the bottle.
Speak
open.
On it, brother. Speak on it.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to drive safely. And Cesar drove you to drink it again.
Oh wow!
And that damn
safety
drove
you
to drink it again too. Face it.
Okay,
I'm drinking because of you, baby.
The show is off right now. The show is gone off. So you guys tune in right here to this episode of the show every Wednesday night. We have a different show going on. You guys make sure you tune in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends show with DJ Black Caesar, Darlene,
Black
and every now and then Willie the Redneck and Miss Ma'am. Where's Miss Ma'am at, Willie?
Thank you, Caesar.
Last time I heard, she was trying to get me out of jail. Last time I heard, and that was like two
thanks,
weeks Taylor. Ago.
We
I ain't heard from
you,
him Kelly. Since.
Okay.
I'll talk
okay.
to you later.
Hey, Willie, check it out, Willie. Everybody be quiet one quick. I'm going to play another song by my man Blanco, because Blanco is the truth right now. Blanco.
Yeah. Okay, enough with the questions. If you're patient, I will make a comment. They want me to make a statement, or when my pen stay, the situation could get touchy like Penn State. Come hang with a player, fuck what your friends say. We could get chopped and kick it like a sensei. Me and Poe Money stuntin' in the Bentley. Ride around Queens, homie with a Mets play. Bought my bitch from Jersey like with a Jets play. And she all about a verdict like Chess Day. Got another one in BK like with a Nets play. Caramel dark skin like Nestle. Her name Destiny, but I call her Deste.
Excuse me, mister, can you please repeat the question?
They asked me what I do it for. You ain't low, are you a news reporter? You want the story, bro?
fly boys in the sky, UFOs, it's like you're blind to the fact. You ain't even know, headed to the top, drop a Mentos in the coke. Give a memento, cause some people were a little slow. Might take a couple seconds to get that. Better get back, Blanco, what do we call you if you get black? Get a tan, I doubt that. Wanted to be the man, I reroute that. GPS it, shorty hit my phone bugging. PMS it, you wanna learn something, catch the lesson. Old heads want the pension, my mama stressing. Fuck medicine, gotta flip it. And me, I'm here venting, re-preventing drama and attention. Low on money, not to mention paying lawyer fees, avoid the sentence. Time flies, work Monday, back to business. They say a drunk mind, speak the truth, I guess I'm tipsy. Out here looking for love that you didn't give me. I guess they not picking me for me being so picky. Fuck that, next question.
So Mr. Blanco, what are your plans after you drop your album, Family Ties? What's next after that? What do you have left? Or what is it that you want?
They don't understand, I want the world in my hand. I quote Big Ben, I want that dough in my palm. When that thunder coming, you better keep calm. That's when I'm brainstorming, people change like global warming. I don't wanna hear it, enough with excuses. On to the next question, I throw the deuces. Middle finger losers, and I don't really trust them. So I'm single like a Lucy while I enjoy the acoustics. On the guitar, at the bar while I sip hard. Save it like a SIM card, need cash fat like Kim Kardashian. Has good wine in the vineyard, pass the tray so I can ash it on these Nimrods. And the negativity, y'all can keep it. Cause see me, I'm trying to achieve shit and keep my Spanish ass out the precinct. We ain't gotta be rich as long as we live in decent. Fuck the past, we in the recent.
And I'm cheesing, and I'm thankful. Please believe it.
Hey,
Mucho bueno. Mucho bueno.
Yeah, viva la raza,
y hueputa.
Ah, si, señor. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in to DJ Black.
You already know Mr. Willie Nielsen's better.